Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. I'm joined by Dan Terrio, a Native American, a two-spirit person. We're going to get into all that. We're going to spend the first hour today talking about Native American heritage, intersectionality, what all of this means in sort of the Trump 2.0 space. We're going to get into all of that. In the second hour today, we're going to have some fun. We're going to lighten it up, talk about your holiday traditions. Dan and I are going to share some of ours, what we love about the holiday, maybe some things we're thankful for. I'll tell you what the difference between stuffing and dressing is.
I'm still really intrigued by this. This is something I didn't know.
Yes. Well, it's decidedly simple, but we'll explain it all. I love it when it sounds like a great big buildup. Dan, we were listening to some really cool music as we came back from break. Tell us who we were listening to. This was
Hallucination. Yeah, so you noticed. So they're Canadian, so Canada First Nations. They mix traditional Native American drum and singing with electronic dance beat. And it's just, I think the synergy works so well.
So cool.
And I'm sitting here bouncing in my seat.
Of course.
Even when I'm thinking, I feel like I'm at a powwow or something. But it just love the tie-in. And it just really brings Native Americans into contemporary spaces, which I love.
Absolutely. Folks, if you want to see Dan bouncing in his seat, me bouncing along with him, you want to see Cardi bouncing along with all of us, you want to get in on that action, check us out on YouTube. We stream there on the Book of the Faces, on the thing that used to be called Twitter. And of course, follow me at Maggie Dawn Show on all of those platforms. You can find me on LinkedIn, Margaret Dawn, because, you know, that's a professional space. So it's Margaret Dawn there. Dan, right before we went to break, we were talking about this. It's a little bit of an old concept and old languaging, this blood quantum. In other words, the proportion of your blood that had to be identified as Native American in order to qualify in some instances for tribal membership and the benefits that would accrue as a tribal member. During the break, you were explaining something that I think is really important, because now some tribes not only use blood quantum, but may have either moved away from that or introduced as an additional potential qualifying metric, simply lineages, so the genealogical family background to establish tribal membership and enrollment. And you made a really interesting point about what the actual purpose of using a blood percentage measurement was. Please share with everybody, because this is truly important.
Well, Maggie, I think it's pretty easy to understand. It was intended to basically wipe out Native Americans, to utilize this one drop rule as a means to really phase out tribes. And you actually can see tribal nations that have still utilized a blood quantum for determination of membership. Some of them have, whether it be a quarter, some of them have a half. In fact, one of the nations in the state of Wisconsin is the St. Croix Chippewa, had a half.
Meaning half of half your blood
quantum in order to be a member. And what they were finding, and it's a small tribe as is, 55% of their membership was 55. Almost half of their membership was 55 years or older.
Because of that high threshold. Yes.
And, you know, full transparency, my dad's Native American. My mom is German descent.
Yes.
So I am just at the cusp. So if I have children, I have to marry somebody from my tribe in order to be a member. So what the St. Croix tribe did, because they saw their bloodlines were dying out.
Yes.
And basically that wipes out and extinguishes the tribe, extincts them. They actually did what's referred to as a secretarial election, which they petitioned to the federal government to amend their constitution and bylaws. So tribal nations are sovereign nations. They have their own constitution, and they basically petitioned to the federal government to be able to amend their constitution. So they have to get that blessing from the federal government. It then goes before the tribal membership. They either vote or deny the movement, and then it proceeds forward. Now, in the case of the St. Croix, they went to more of a family line determination.
Mm-hmm. So genealogical.
So, for example, if my grandpa was Native American, it does not matter the percentage, I could be my dad, and then I could be put on to the roles, to the membership roles.
One way that I have talked about this, or certainly the construction that I've used to sort of simplify this, is you can look at any culture that has come onto a land, and generally speaking, the idea will be to force, request, or otherwise move people towards assimilation.
Yeah.
Right. That's the nice word for it. But assimilation often leads to elimination of any cultural remnants of that indigenous people's culture. And certainly as information has come out about, quote, Indian schools, and I'm air quoting that, right?
Yeah.
That was about assimilation to elimination. And of course, we now know that children died in these places. Yes. We have mass graves in Canada and in the United States. But I think that's, you know, this idea that there's some magic blood quantity that makes someone's identity is one, dangerous sort of in its own conception, but it was about elimination, right?
Yeah.
Assimilation to eliminate. Because if you partnered with someone who is not a First Nation person, you eventually would marry or partner your way out of your tribal culture, right?
Yes.
That's what ends up happening. Folks, this is Dan Terrio. He is my good friend and now yours. He is a enrolled member of the Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohican Indians of North Central Wisconsin. If you got questions for Dan, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. We're going to take your questions and texts next. We're going to dive into some of the difficult disparities that we see for First Nation people and what that means for us on this Thanksgiving holiday. It is the second annual Dan and Maggie Thanksgiving extravaganza right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.